Finally caught up with Brandon Garnett. He's the man that's hard to catch up with, one of the regional managers for Farm Credit Mid-America. Brandon, good to see you. Always great to be with you guys on Patronage Week. And what a great week to celebrate this year.
It is, Alan. I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you today, too, and appreciate you all being here. But it is a good week to celebrate, and it's always it's never hard to get people together when you're handing out money and paying back, you know, patronage dividend checks to our customer owners. So it's a fun week for all of us.
How can you lose? Hot dogs from Hampton's, ice cream from Cheney's, and free goodies and nice checks. I mean, that's a good benefit there.
It is, Alan. And you know, we're proud of a lot of things, but we're proud our employees and here we look forward all year long to celebrating patronage. And you know, patronage is a tool that cooperatives utilize to pay back profits from the organization to their owners. And being a cooperative, our members and customers who do business here, they own us. They own Farm Credit. And so it's a fun time, and we're excited. We just come off of one of the strongest years we've ever had, every year I feel like I'm saying that. 19 was the best year we had. 20 topped that. 21 and then 22 was above all of those. And so we just continue to go into year after year of success, and I think that says a lot about who we do business with, Alan, and the people that work here in Farm Credit across the footprint of the association. But more specifically, I'll speak to my region and the region I work in, and which is Hopkinsville, Russellville, Bowling Green, and Glasgow, Kentucky offices. And so we got just a wonderful team of people in those offices, and a lot of really great customers.
That's what it's all about. And you're waiting to say thank you. You know, we're talking like here in this region, what, $8.8 million, is that right?
It is. It's just a little shy of $9 million this year that we're giving out, Alan, either checks that have been mailed out or being given out in person. So in the Southwest Kentucky region, which includes those offices and the footprints that I just mentioned. In the state of Kentucky, it's around $85 million that we're giving out this week. And then across the footprint of the association, we're giving away $230 million this week. And that is million, $230 million. And we just went over the $1 billion mark. This is our fourth year that we've paid patronage out, and we just crossed over the $1 billion mark as to what we've given back to our customer owners in the past. I said 4 years, 5 years.
That's tremendous, Brandon. And it comes to farmers at a time where they're getting ready to plant, and they don't mind seeing that check come.
They don't, Alan. And again, I spoke a minute ago to patronage is a part of what who we are and what we do as a cooperative. But, you know, our mission at Farm Credit, Alan, is serving rural communities and agriculture, and that's the heart of what we do. And so as we come to work every day and go and get involved, you know, even outside of work and organizations and with people and things that impact local communities like Trigg County, Christian County, Caldwell, Warren, I won't name them all, but all these communities, giving back to rural communities is who we are, and it's what our mission is. And so patronage aligns with that. And a lot of people, you know, we hear all these stories about people that what they do with their patronage income, and it's from expansion of operations to it allows them to personally give back to communities in different ways that they might not had they not gotten the patronage check back. And so I think the impact of patronage is much deeper than just the people that we think it directly impacts. It has a lot of indirect impact into rural communities in the state of Kentucky.
Which I think is great, because, you know, the money you're talking about winds up in our grocery stores, winds up in our tractor equipment dealers, winds up in wherever the case may be out through our community.
It does, Alan. You know, one thing farmers are really good at is keeping their money in circulation. You know, we farmers and agriculturalists, I'll call them, we typically are not people that let their money just sit around in their pocket. And that money always seems to stay in the flow and the stream. And so, you know, that money goes back into the communities. And I mentioned those offices. And, you know, you take $85 million going back into this region this week. But a large portion of that money get spent at local businesses, whether it's tractor dealerships or whether people are constructing new buildings on their farm or maybe new homes or maybe college for their kids, just anything you can think of. And so I think the economic impact that patronage brings to our communities is bigger than we know, and probably would be hard for us to really put our thumb on what all it does in these communities.
All right, break. Let's talk a little. We've talked serious now. Any ice cream yet?
I haven't, but I promise you that when you and I get done, that's where I'm headed.
What is your favorite Chinese flavor?
I don't have a favorite. I used to say butter pecan was my favorite, and then one time I got some of their banana, and I thought that was my favorite, and then I had some of their bourbon crunch, I think it's called.
Okay.
And so anyway, when we have Chinese over, which is a local favorite, or I say a local favorite, but a favorite across the state. They do such a good job. And I typically have four or five scoops of ice cream, so I don't like to narrow it down to a favorite. And then whatever I like best that day, I normally ask Mr. Cheney, can we buy a couple of gallons that he has left over, and we keep them in the freezer up here, and we eat on them for the next month. So,
benefits of working in Farm Credit, right?
It does. Yes, it does. It does.
Brandon, thank you for all you do. Thank you for a great partnership with Farm Credit throughout the years. And appreciate what you guys do to give back to your farmers and really support our community here in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, Alan, and thank you. And we appreciate the opportunity to talk to you all and to partner with you all on so many things, not only in this region but across the state. And you know, we look forward to continuing that partnership as we move forward. And we've got a lot of really good things going on here at Farm Credit. And here in Hopkinsville, we're shortly going to have the groundbreaking on our new building that's right down the road on Eagle Way Bypass. And so we've got a really bright future here.
That's right. Farm Credit Mid-America, that's where we are today. We're on 106.5 WKDC celebrating Patronage Week and Agriculture Week.